Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Manmana Bhava Madbhakto.
Manmana Bhava Madbhakto.
Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru.
Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru.
Mammi Vaishyasi Yukvaivam.
Mammi Vaishyasi Yukvaivam.
Atmanam Matparayana.
Atmanam Matparayana.
Manmana Bhava Madbhakto.
Manmana Bhava Madbhakto.
Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru.
Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru.
Mammi Vaishyasi Yukvaivam.
Mammi Vaishyasi Yukvaivam.
Atmanam Matparayana.
Atmanam Matparayana.
Manmana Bhava Madbhakto.
Manmana Bhava Madbhakto.
Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru.
Madhyachi Mam Namaskuru.
Mammi Vaishyasi Yukvaivam.
Mammi Vaishyasi Yukvaivam.
Atmanam Matparayana.
Atmanam Matparayana.
প্রণাম করো
এবং
আমার পূজা করো। এইভাবেই মত পরায়ণ হয়ে সম্পূর্ণরূপে আমাকে অভিনিবিষ্ট হলে নিঃসন্দেহে তুমি আমাকে লাভ করবে। তাৎপর্য এই স্তবটিতে স্পষ্ট ভাবে বলা হয়েছে যে কৃষ্ণ ভাবনা অমৃতই হচ্ছে এই দূষিত জগতের বন্ধন থেকে মুক্তি লাভ করার একমাত্র উপায়। যদিও এখানে স্পষ্ট ভাবে বলা হয়েছে যে সমস্ত ভক্তি যোগের একমাত্র লক্ষ্য হচ্ছে পুরুষোত্তম ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ, কিন্তু দুর্ভাগ্যবশত অসাধু ব্যাখ্যাকারেরা এই অতি স্পষ্ট তথ্যকে বিকৃত করে পাঠকের চিত্ত কৃষ্ণ বিমুখ করে তোলে এবং তাকে কুপথে চালিত করে। এই ধরনের ব্যাখ্যাকারেরা জানে না যে শ্রীকৃষ্ণের মন এবং স্বয়ং শ্রীকৃষ্ণের মধ্যে কোনো ভেদ নেই। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ সাধারণ মানুষ নন, তিনি হচ্ছেন পরম তত্ত্ব, তার দেহ, তার মন এবং তিনি স্বয়ং অদ্বয় পরম তত্ত্ব। শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতে আদিলীলায় পঞ্চম অধ্যায়ে 41 থেকে 48 সংখ্যা শ্লোকে অনুভাষ্য ছিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর কুর্ম পুরায়ণ থেকে একটি শ্লোক উল্লেখ করে বলেছেন, দেহ দেহি ভেবে দোহং নশ্বরে বিদ্যতে কশ্চিত্। অর্থাৎ পরমেশ্বর শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ও তার দেহের কোনো ভেদ নেই, কিন্তু যেহেতু তথাকথিত ব্যাখ্যাকারেরা কৃষ্ণতত্ত্ব সম্পর্কে সম্পূর্ণ অজ্ঞ, তাই তারা তাদের ব্যাখ্যা এবং বাক চাতুর্যের দ্বারা শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে আড়াল করে রেখে বলে যে শ্রীকৃষ্ণের যথার্থ স্বরূপ তার দেহ এবং মন থেকে ভিন্ন। যদিও এই ধরনের মন্তব্য কৃষ্ণতত্ত্ব বিজ্ঞান সম্বন্ধে সম্পূর্ণ অজ্ঞতার পরিচায়ক, কিন্তু কিছু মানুষ জনসাধারণকে এইভাবে বিপদগামী করে নিজেদের স্বার্থ সিদ্ধি করে। কিছু আসরিক ভাবাপন্ন মানুষ শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে চিন্তা করে, কিন্তু তাদের চিন্তা শ্রীকৃষ্ণের মাতুল কংসের মতোই বিদ্বেষপূর্ণ। সেও শ্রীকৃষ্ণের চিন্তায় সর্বদাই তন্ময় থাকত, কিন্তু সে শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে শত্রুরূপে চিন্তা করত। তার সবসময় উদ্ধার হয়ে হতো যে কখনো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ তাকে হত্যা করতে আসবে, কিন্তু এই ধরনের চিন্তার ফলে কোনো লাভ হয় না। শ্রীকৃষ্ণের চিন্তা করা উচিত প্রেম ভক্তি সহকারে, তাকেই বলা হয় ভক্তিযোগ। প্রত্যেকের নিরন্তর কৃষ্ণ বিজ্ঞান অনুশীলন করার চেষ্টা করা উচিত, কিন্তু অনুকূল অনুশীলন কি? সেই অনুকূল অনুশীলন কি? সদ্গুরুর আশ্রয়ে শিক্ষা গ্রহণ করাই হচ্ছে কৃষ্ণতত্ত্বের অনুকূল অনুশীলন। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন পরম পুরুষোত্তম ভগবান, এবং আমরা ইতিপূর্বে কয়েকবার বিশ্লেষণ করেছি যে তার শ্রীবিগ্রহ জড় নয়, কিন্তু তা সচিদানন্দময়। এই ধরনের কৃষ্ণ কথা মানুষকে ভক্ত হতে সহায়তা করে। তা না করে যদি কোনো অবাঞ্ছিত ব্যক্তির কাছে কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব জানবার চেষ্টা করা হয়, তাহলে সমস্ত প্রচেষ্টায় ব্যর্থ হয়। তাই ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের নিত্য আদ্যরূপে চিত্ত অভিনিবিষ্ট করে হৃদয়ে সুদৃঢ় বিশ্বাস সহকারে তাকে পরমেশ্বর ভগবান বলে জেনে তার পূজা তৎপর হওয়ায় উচিত। ভারতবর্ষে শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে পূজা করার জন্য হাজার হাজার মন্দির আছে এবং সেখানে ভক্তিযোগ অনুশীলন করা হয়, কিন্তু এই ভক্তিযোগের একটি অঙ্গ হচ্ছে শ্রীকৃষ্ণকে প্রণাম করা। ভগবানের শ্রীবিগ্রহের সামনে দণ্ডবত প্রণাম করা উচিত এবং কায় মনোবাক্যে সর্বতভাবে কৃষ্ণোন্মুখ হতে হয়। তার ফলে শ্রীকৃষ্ণের অবিচলিত নিষ্ঠার উদয় হয় এবং কৃষ্ণলোক প্রাপ্ত হওয়া যায়। অসাধু ব্যাখ্যাকারদের বাক চাতুর্যে কারো পথভ্রষ্ট হওয়া উচিত নয়। শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কথা শ্রবণ, কীর্তন আদি নবধা ভক্তির অনুশীলন প্রত্যেক নিষ্ঠাপরায়ণ হওয়া উচিত। শুদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি হচ্ছে মানব সমাজের পরম প্রাপ্তি। শ্রীমদ ভাগবত গীতার সপ্তম এবং অষ্টম অধ্যায়ে মনোধর্মী জ্ঞান, অষ্টাঙ্গ যোগ এবং সকর্ম কর্মের থেকে মুক্ত ও শুদ্ধ ভক্তি যোগের বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে। যারা পূর্ণরূপে শুদ্ধ হতে পারেনি, তারা নির্বিশেষ ব্রহ্মজ্যোতি সর্বভূতে স্থিত পরমাত্মা আদি ভগবানের অন্যান্য রূপের প্রতি আকৃষ্ট হতে পারে, কিন্তু শুদ্ধ ভক্ত কেবল ভগবানের সেখানেই অঙ্গীকার করেন, ভগবানের সেবাকেই অঙ্গীকার করেন। কৃষ্ণ বিষয়ক একটি অতি মধুর কবিতাতে স্পষ্টভাবে বলা হয়েছে যে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ব্যতীত অন্যান্য দেবদেবীর পূজা নিয়োজিত ব্যক্তিগণ মূঢ় এবং তারা কখনোই পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের পরম কৃপা লাভ করতে পারে না। ভক্ত প্রামাণিক পর্যায়ে কখনো কখনো তার প্রকৃত অবস্থা থেকে সাময়িকভাবে অধঃপতিত হতে পারে, তবুও তাকে সকল নির্দেশ দার্শনিক এবং যোগীদের থেকে অপেক্ষাকৃত শ্রেষ্ঠ বলে গণ্য করা উচিত। যে ব্যক্তি কৃষ্ণ চেতনায় উদ্বুদ্ধ হয়ে সতত কৃষ্ণ সেবায় নিয়োজিত হয়েছেন, তিনি প্রকৃত সাধু ব্যক্তি। তাই দৈবক্রমে অনুষ্ঠিত ভক্ত অভক্তোচিত কার্যকলাপ অচিরেই বিনষ্ট হবে এবং তিনি শীঘ্রই নিঃসন্দেহে পরম সিদ্ধি লাভ করবেন। পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের শুদ্ধ ভক্তির কখনো পতনের সম্ভাবনা থাকে না, কারণ পরম পুরুষোত্তম ভগবান স্বয়ং তার শুদ্ধ ভক্তের সকল দায়িত্ব গ্রহণ করেন। সুতরাং বুদ্ধিমান ব্যক্তি মাতৃকৃষ্ট ভক্তির এই সরল পন্থাটি অবলম্বন করে এই জড় জগতের পরম সুখে জীবন যাপন করা উচিত। অবশেষে তিনি ওই পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের পরম কৃপা লাভ করে শুদ্ধ লাভ করবেন। ভক্তিবেদান্ত গোহীন শ্রীগীতার গান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ প্রাণ
ॐ ज्ञानतमरन्दस्या ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयथापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सत्रजातं सहगना रघुनतन्वितं तं सचैवं सद्वैतं सवदूतं भर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितंश्च। हे कृष्ण कर्ण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंठ राधा कंठ नमस्ते। तप्त कंचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंचकौपतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितनां पवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
We've been reading the last verse of the ninth chapter. The ninth chapter is called Rajavidya, the most confidential knowledge. This is Rajavidya. Yeah, you have to.
Can
understand?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so this verse is a Rajavidya. Lord Krishna is explaining the most confidential knowledge. Four items are told. First of all, use the mind to think of Krishna. Very important. We have to use the mind to think of Krishna. Then become devotee. Then third thing, worship Krishna. And fourthly, offer obeisances to Krishna. Dandavats, right? Full obeisances. These four things are the most confidential knowledge. Krishna says, by these four activities, we will come to Krishna. Surely, we will come to Krishna. It is certain we will go to Krishna if we do these four things. So first of all, use the mind to think of Krishna. How will we do that? It is not easy to control the mind. The mind is very restless. And you have to do many other things all day. You are working, you have your jobs. How can you think of Krishna? Not easy to control the mind. When Krishna told Arjuna to do yoga, Arjuna said, I cannot do that. Too difficult. Asamshayam mahabaho manu durnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kondiya vairagyena chakriyate. Krishna told Arjuna, or Krishna said, It is certainly difficult to control the mind, but it is possible by constant practice. Abhyas. Abhyasena chakriyate. By abhyasena chakriyate, vairagyena chakriyate. Two things. Practice and detachment. Are you detached or attached? You're either detached or attached. We have to become detached. If we are attached, we have to become detached. How will we become detached? We have to take hold of Krishna, hold on to Krishna. And how do we hold on to Krishna? Simply by following Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching all of us how to hold on to Krishna. By taking shelter of Krishna, we become detached. We let go of the material. Because to hold on to Krishna, you have to let go of Maya. We have to give up one thing to get the other. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very easy for us all to become detached from the material world simply by chanting the holy name. Right? What will you chant? Hare Krishna. The louder you chant, the more powerful it becomes. Right?
Yes.
If you chant in the mind, not very powerful. But when you chant loud, then very powerful. Loud chanting is always recommended. Namacharya, who is the Namacharya? Haridas Thakur. He was loudly chanting the holy name. The other Brahmins, there were Brahmins around, and they would hear Haridas chanting. They thought maybe he's got hunger pains in his stomach. They could not understand. They said to him, "Where in your scriptures does it say you have to chant so loud?" Haridas said, "Yes, it says we have to chant loud." Haridas told them, "Srimad Bhagavat says loud chanting is recommended." And then he said also, "Narsimha Purana also says loud chanting is recommended." Haridas said, "Who is better? One who maintains 100 people or one who only takes care for himself?" Some people, they're taking care of themselves. They only look after themselves. Other people, they're taking care of many, many people. They're supporting the whole family, all the relatives, everyone. Who is better? The one who takes care of himself, or the one who takes care of everybody, the family, all the relatives, the brother, sister? Is he better?
Yes.
Yes, right. So Haridas Thakur said, "If you chant the Lord's name in your mind, that is good for you. But nobody else benefits. No one else can hear the holy name. But if you chant loud, then everyone who hears, they all benefit from loud chanting." So loud chanting is always recommended. In Kali Yuga, our minds are very restless. Vyasadeva described people in Kali Yuga. We are all Kali Yuga people. So Vyasadeva says, the prayenai pavisa shabya kalovasmin yoge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhakya ki upadruta. That in the Kali Yuga we don't live a long time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In other ages, Lord Rama in Treta Yuga, Lord Krishna in Dwapara Yuga, you know, they could live a long time. But Kali Yuga, short life. We don't live long. And if you smoke cigarettes, you live even less. And if you drink beer, then also life is reduced. So, if you eat Krishna Prasadam, you can live a long time.
See you.
So, we hope you will eat Krishna Prasadam. We have to make the best use of this human life. Human life is very rare to get this human birth. And you are all fortunate souls. You are born in pious countries, pious land, where you know the name of Gauranga from an early age. Great fortune, the mercy of Mahaprabhu, teaching everyone how to be happy in the Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, people have short life, they're unlucky, they're lazy, misguided, always disturbed, chanchal. The mind is chanchal, very restless, not peaceful. But if we chant Krishna's name, then we can feel real peace and happiness. So Mahaprabhu has come to give everyone the greatest mercy. Namo Mahapadanaya
Krishna 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 Krishna.
Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful of all of Krishna's incarnations. He is giving to everyone Krishna Prem. Do you want Krishna Prem?
Yes. Yes!
So you have to chant.
Yes.
You have to chant the holy name. You have to chant the names of the Lord and get the mercy. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra is given for everyone. We have to take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda and Haridas to go door to door and to beg everyone. He would tell them to go and tell, they had to go to everyone's door and tell them, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Kuro Krishna Shiksha. Right? Are you doing that?
Yes.
Bolo Krishna.
Bolo Krishna.
Bajo Krishna.
Bajo Krishna.
Kuro Krishna Shiksha.
Kuro Krishna Shiksha.
Simple things we have to do. Chant, worship Krishna, and read the books about Krishna. Very nice. Then your life is perfect. Krishna is telling Arjuna the same thing. Use the mind to think of Krishna. If you read the book about Krishna, and if you chant the name of Krishna, then it is easier to think of Krishna. We have to become Krishna's devotee. What is the business of devotee? Yeah, go forward, come forward. Krishna's devotee, they're always thinking of Krishna, and they're always chanting Krishna's name, and they want to give the mercy of Krishna to others. This is the business of the devotee, to tell other people about Krishna. We were seeing outside there are so many people outside in the street. Only a few are devotees. Huh? You are the devotee. You have to tell the others about Krishna. You have to give them Krishna's mercy. So many great devotees come from your country. Great devotees like Pundarik Vijayanidhi. I was thinking of Pundarik Vijayanidhi. Such a nice devotee. Just yesterday, they have the festival in Jagannath Puri when they offer the new cloth to Lord Jagannath. So when they offer the cloth, in the beginning, that cloth has got some starch. It's very stiff. So first, they should wash the cloth and then offer the cloth to Jagannath. So Pundarik Vijayanidhi, he had gone there to Jagannath Puri. And he saw they were offering the cloth to Jagannath. But the Brahmana who was offering the cloth, he had not washed it. So Pundarik Vijayanidhi thought, very bad. Just look at that. He's not washed the cloth and he's offering to Jagannath while it's still all stiff and starch. So that night, Pundarik was taking rest and he had the dream. And Jagannath came in his dream. And Jagannath beat him.
Haribo!
Haribo!
He slapped Pundarik Vijayanidhi's face. He slapped his face again and again. Pundarik's face became red. In the dream, he was seeing in the dream Jagannath was beating him because he thought, you insulted my devotee. You insulted my Brahmana, who's my servant. And Lord Jagannath was having a joke with Pundarik. The next morning, Pundarik Vijayanidhi's face is all swollen and red. It was only the dream. But his face was all red and swollen. We have to deal very carefully with Lord Jagannath. But still, we have to worship. A devotee of Krishna will worship Krishna. How do we worship Krishna? We chant his holy name. In the Kali Yuga, worship is done very simply by chanting the holy name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna comes in the Kali Yuga in the form of, how does Krishna come in the Kali Yuga? In his name. Namarup. Yeah, this holy name. This is Krishna Avatar in the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga Dharm. Kali Yuga Dharm. Hare Nam Sankirtan Param Vijayate Param Vijayate. You don't know Shikshastikam? Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Yes, Kali Yuga Dharm Hare Nam
Sankirtan
Param Vijayate Param Vijayate Param Vijayate Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Yes, Harinam Sankirtan Yuga Dharm Harinam Sankirtan Priti Viti Achiyat Sarva Prapta Hare
Haribo.
Yes, we have to chant the holy name. This holy name, how will it go? Every town, every village, Nagar Adi Gram. We have to go all over the world. Antarashya Shri Krishna Bhavanam Samrit Sangha. Antarashya, not only just this little Singapore, but all over the world. Prabhupada preached everywhere, Africa, South America, Australia, everywhere Prabhupada is going. Europe, England, Scotland, everywhere preaching. France, Germany, everywhere. Even Prabhupada went Iran. Yeah, Iran. Muslim countries. Prabhupada also went there. He sent devotees even Pakistan, everywhere, for preaching, to give the holy name, Krishna's name, for everyone. Huh? Krishna says, He is in the heart of everyone. Ishvara sarva bhutanam rideshu archinatishtati. Krishna says, I am in the heart of all living entities. So we have to awaken them. Wake up! Wake up! Jeev Jago! Jeev Jago! Yes! Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, everyone, wake up! Wake up! Jeev Jago! Jeev Jago! Yes, we have to tell everyone. Jeev Jago! Jeev Jago! Gaura Chandra Bole! Kota Nidra Maya Visachira Kole! We're sleeping in the lap of Maya. Lord Chaitanya Gauranga has come to wake everyone up. So Lord Chaitanya has come in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement to bring everyone out from Maya. Yeah. To get out of Maya. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching everyone this Raja Vidya, the king of knowledge, to worship Krishna, become his devotee, offer obeisances to Krishna. Just like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, every day they were doing Dandabat Parikram. They were offering so many obeisances. They would meet the Vaishnavas. They would offer their obeisances. They would give the Dandabats everywhere. So many Dandabats every day. Hundreds and hundreds of Dandabats. Even when they're old, they still wanted to do Parikrama, Govardhan Parikram, Dandabat Parikram. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now you're old. You cannot do. He would give Shaligram, Govardhan Shila. Do Parikram of one Shila. No need to do Parikram the whole mark.
Haribo!
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He has given all of us the holy name to chant. When Lord Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he brought a big storehouse of love of God, Krishna Prem. But the storehouse, the godown, was locked. There was no key. Where's the key? I have to find the key. Nobody knows. Where's the key? Who's got the key? Krishna has brought so much Krishna Prem in a big godown. But godown is locked. How to get the prem? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with Panchatattva. They broke open that place. And they got the Krishna prem and they went everywhere, gave everyone Krishna prem. Everyone drowned. The lame man, the blind man, the young man, the old man, women, children, without distinction, they gave everyone Krishna prem. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, to give everyone the chance to become Krishna's devotee. Krishna consciousness is in everyone's heart. It has to be awakened by hearing and chanting. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means shravana, Kirtana, Smarana, Vandana, Dasyam, Sakyam. Shravanam, Kirtan, Smaranam, Vandanam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atmani, Vedanam, Nava Angi Bhakti, Nava Anga Bhakti, nine limbs of devotion. Just by hearing, you can become perfect. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna, he just heard Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavat Purana. He's hearing. Who is he hearing from?
Shukdev Goswami.
Shukdev Goswami. Shukdev Goswami became perfect by chanting. He chanted Bhagavat Purana. No, he chanted. His kirtan was Bhagavat kirtan. Bhagavat katha. Yeah. So then remembering, smaran. Who is doing smaranam? Who is the devotee who is doing smaranam? Krishna smaranam. Who is that devotee? Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj. Yes. His father wants to kill him. His father is a big demon, Hiranyakashipu, and he wants to do, he's trying to kill Prahlad. What is Prahlad doing? He's just simply remembering Krishna. Krishna smaran. Always remember Krishna. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu, Vishmartavya najatu krit, sarve vidhi nishidashor, etayor eva kinkara. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu, Vishmartavya najatu krit. Always remember Vishnu or Krishna. Never forget. This is the essence of all the Vedas, to remember the Lord. Prahlad remembers. Who is doing Padasevanam? Padasevanam?
Lakshmi.
Yeah, she is serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Then Vandanam, offering prayers. That is Akrura. Akrura, have you heard the name Akrura?
Yes.
Are you Akrura or are you Krura? The gopis said, Akrura, he is Krura. He is not Akrura. He is taking our Krishna away. He is very cruel. Oh, Akrura, not cruel, but he is very cruel. And then Vandanam. So Vandanam, we said Akrura, Archanam, worship. That is Maharaj Prithu. Prithu Maharaj, great king, offered many puja, many yagya for the pleasure of the Lord, expert in worship. Then Dasyam. Hanuman, Vajbrangbali, everyone knows Hanuman's glory. And Sakyam, Arjun, Atmani Vedanam, Bali Maharaj, yeah, great king, gave up everything for Krishna. So this is Nav Anga Bhakti, different limb. We should concentrate on Shravanam and Kirtan. If we hear nicely, and then we will chant nicely, and then smaran will come. We will remember Krishna. This is the main focus. By hearing, chanting, remembering, then we will also want to worship Krishna naturally. So Krishna consciousness, very easy. Simple process for this age, Kali Yuga, because we have only short time. Kaler doshani de rajan astihiye ko mahatguna kirtana deva krishna shya mukta sangha param prajit. Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan. The age of Kali is ocean of faults. So many problems. Family problem, job problem, money problem. So many problems everywhere. Yeah. We don't look for problem, but they come. Kali Yuga. So ocean of problem. Dosha Niri. Astihi Kalir Dosha Niti Rajan Astihi Eko Mahaguna Kirtanat Eva Krishna Shya. By Kirtan we can cross over that ocean of the age of Kali. And we can get all perfection just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Krishna Bhagavan Ki. Jai Nam Sankirtan Ki. Jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki. Jai Param Vijayate. Param Vijayate. Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshastikam Chaito Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kareva Chandrika Vritaranam Vijavadu Jivanam Anandan Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritas Vadanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Yes, try to remember. Param Vijayate
Shri Krishna Sankirtan.
Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Kali Yuga Dham Sankirtan. Yes, Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Om Premanande.
Hare Krishna.